Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 28th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this on a really cold Thursday morning and actually some snow flurries in the air. Our intent in sharing these messages through our Daily Encouragement Net ministry is to encourage and instruct in biblical truth. Today's message is titled, Character Matters. Listen as Brooksine reads the scripture portion from 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 7.
For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example.
Do as I say, not as I do. Something seems out of kilter with that expression, doesn't it? And yet many leaders at home, in the workplace, and in the government live by that code, whether or not they actually say it.
We're becoming increasingly accustomed to very poor examples, so much so that in the last several years there has been debate on as to whether or not character even matters. Fame, talent, good looks, or educational degrees can trump over one's character when push comes to shove. One's flawed character is downplayed in favor of the ratings he or she can get and the money that they can generate just by their visibility.
Perhaps you've heard the term dumbing down, usually referring to education. Well, I feel this applies to morality as well. There are young people that are completely unaware of the historic and biblical morality concerning sexuality. The lack of sound teaching and positive example, accompanied by the abundance of immoral trash, especially in the entertainment field and in this computer age, has very effectively dumbed down their sensitivity and awareness of right and wrong.
I quote from the Life Application Bible, a study note today that I have read in my own personal devotions that is applicable. It says, God gives each person strengths and abilities that will find their greatest usefulness only under His control. Outside that control, however, they don't accomplish what they could and often become tools for evil. One way to make sure this does not happen is to tell God of your willingness to be under His control. With His presence in your life, your natural strengths and abilities will be used to their greatest potential and for the greatest good. And I end that quote. So if we couple our abilities with godly character, we will accomplish much for the kingdom of God.
Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, had ministered personally to the believers in Thessalonica, having founded the church in that city. They spent a relatively short period of time there, perhaps just several months, before persecution drove them out. That can be read in Acts 17. Several months later, Paul wrote a letter to them. That would be 1 Thessalonians. But during that short time of personal interface, the Thessalonians had witnessed godly character in Paul and his ministry associates.
Well, like Paul, powerful leaders accompanied by good character can properly declare, follow my example. In another text, Paul elaborates on this with the essential necessity of consistent Christ-like character in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
Today, we must resist the false contention of this world. Character does matter. Let this be our goal, and I quote from 1 Peter 2, verse 12, as I conclude the message. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us.
Let's pray together. Our Father in God, help us to live our life in a way that does not gratify, but rather feeds our spirit that is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You've given us opportunity to make a positive difference in this degenerate world. May we, by word and example, bring light into this darkened, sin-indulged world. May the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control be evident in our lives so that these attitudes bring about good deeds which glorify you, Father. Others will look at our lives and see beyond our human frailties to recognize the Spirit of God that is at work in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. Our ministry is posted on the web each day and archived. Today is the message we have prepared for Thursday, January 28th, 2010. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We don't have a lot of supplemental materials up. I have one link to a video that came to mind, primarily for a children's song used at the end of it, but really the whole song fits. It's a Casting Crowns song from the movie Fireproof called Slow Fade. Brooksine also suggested an old hymn that has wonderful lyrics, the hymn titled I Would Be True. Now, I did look for an online version of this and had found an a cappella version that sounded really good. However, as I listened to it and compared it with the words, I was disturbed to see that they had removed all references to the Lord and God in the song and were simply using it as kind of a song of virtue. So I don't want to put that up. It's a spiritual song, and it's a song of commitment to the Lord. And one line I especially like is, I would have faith to keep the path Christ trod. And that's the line I especially caught. They removed Christ from that, and I can't recall how they made an attempt to just make it generic, but that's not acceptable to me. So we have the lyrics to the song up. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. If you look at the site on January 28th, 2010, you'll find this message. Otherwise, just use the archive feature or the previous message feature and back up to this particular message. Thanks so much for listening to us today, and may God help us all to be godly examples.